Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. When you're waiting to cross the street, do you press that little button to request a walk sign? Have you ever gotten the sneaking suspicion that it might not actually do anything? Our reporter Adam Ragusea looked into this a few months ago in what turned out to be one of Radio Boston's most viewed and most emailed stories. Adam, what got you onto this?
Well, I think crosswalk buttons have always struck me as a little bit, you know, suspect. But the generation of buttons that's still in use in most of Boston is, I think, particularly confounding. It's those little spherical metal knobs, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They always, to me, just feel a little broken because they're not very springy and they're always a little bit out of alignment in their socket. And, of course, they don't beep or light up or do anything else to visibly register your input. You know what I mean?
You're right. Those buttons are often really weirdly loose, like broken feeling.
Yeah, exactly. They just feel uncertain to me. So I've often wondered if maybe they're just vestigial, if they're there from a system that isn't used anymore. So I just decided, you know, once and for all to figure out what is the story with these buttons.
Well, the answers you turned up motivated a lot of discussion online, and we're going to get to that. But first, let's revisit your story.
Sure. So I started out by talking to a guy named John DeBenedictis, who's the director of engineering at the Boston Transportation Department. And I just asked him, point blank, does the button do anything? And here's what he said.
Yeah, downtown in the...
Okay, so John does know his stuff, but he's stumbling a bit here because the answer to this question is surprisingly complicated. It all depends on when and where you hit that button.
Downtown District, Back Bay, Beacon Hill, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
Financial District. Most of them are automatically set for a pedestrian call during the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That means the pedestrian walk signal is automatically part of the traffic light cycle during those hours. So if you've ever frantically flipped the button on the way to your noon meeting at the Hancock Tower, you were wasting calories, my friend.
It's not going to hurt anything, but it's not going to put a call in because the calls have been automatically made through our traffic signal control system.
And that's a system that governs every single intersection in the city independently. Each one has its own rules. Over the corner of Mass Ave and Beacon Street, the pedestrian buttons are ineffective between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 6 on the weekends. At the corner of Washington and Newton in the South End, the buttons don't do anything until after 11 o'clock at night. At Stewart and Dartmouth in the Back Bay, the buttons never do anything. Ever. Neither do the ones at Mass Ave in Columbus or Dartmouth and Huntington. If you're curious about any other intersection, we have a complete list and a map at wbur.org/Boston. So, the big question, right? Why not just leave the button on all the time?
It's a numbers game where we know that there are going to be pedestrians at virtually every single cycle during the day. You know, downtown area, it's so busy down here with pedestrians.
John says if you're pretty sure there are going to be walkers at an intersection during certain times of day, he figures it's more convenient to just put the signals on an automatic cycle and turn the button off. People get a walk sign whether they ask for one or not. Now, logical as that system may sound, it drives some people crazy, like my friend Ken.
The cars don't have to push a button. They're automatically acknowledged by the system to have a right to go when it's their turn. People ought to be given that option also.
Ken Krukemeyer is a transportation consultant and a longtime booster of biking and walking. He took me to his most hated intersection in all of Boston, the corner of Park and Tremont Streets, right outside Park Street Station.
I like that the walk button over here is behind the newspaper boxes, and it seems to be of no concern to anyone.
Well, it probably shows that people have learned here that pushing the button doesn't make a darn bit of difference. And that's one of the really confusing things in Boston. Sometimes it does make a difference. You'll never get a walk light unless you push it. So we have all kinds of different things going on, but there's no feedback from the button that tells you anything so you know what to do.
All over the country, pedestrian advocates like Ken have been opposed to these buttons for years. And it's not just because they can be confusing. These groups argue that a button functions as a placebo, like a little stress toy. It provides a place for walkers to channel their frustrations as they wait and wait. Which leads me to the real reason Ken Krukemeyer hates this intersection.
So the cycle here is 100 seconds.
100 seconds.
100 seconds.
Let me just interject here and say that's a little long for a downtown intersection. Most of the cycles in Manhattan are 90 seconds, and in Philadelphia, they're 60. Anyway.
100 seconds.
100 seconds. You get...
We're allowed to walk now.
We're allowed to walk for 7 seconds. Oops, now we got 11 more seconds to get all the way across the other side.
This is one of the busiest intersections in the city for pedestrians, with about 20,000 red and green line riders popping down to the T station every day. And even with a walk signal on automatic cycle, which, remember, is supposed to help pedestrians...
93% of the time, you're faced with a don't walk sign. And, or a flashing don't walk. So
Ken says a long light cycle, tiny walk period, and iffy pedestrian buttons make this intersection and dozens like it in Boston the worst of all worlds for pedestrians. But, as is so often the case, everything is different on the other side of the river.
So when I press a pedestrian walk sign button here in Cambridge, does it actually do something?
Yes. It will make sure that the walk phase you're asking for doesn't get skipped.
Sue Clippinger is in charge of the transportation department over in Cambridge. Her office is around the corner from my place in Central Square. And when we went for a walk the other day, we actually had trouble finding a pedestrian button to talk about.
And why is that?
Because generally we try not to do the button because the button is a thing that allows you to give vehicles more time.
And that's not what we're all about here in Cambridge.
No.
What they are all about in Cambridge is keeping the whole traffic light cycle brief. So you may still get a really short walk sign like the one that annoys Ken Krukemeyer over by Park Street, but at least you'll get it more often.
So we're not being pedestrian friendly by necessarily making a walk longer than it needs to be. What we're doing is trying to make the time when you can't walk shorter, because that's the time that's most annoying.
So Adam, why are people like her and Ken Krukemeyer so exercised about something that's really just annoying?
Well, they argue that if people are standing around waiting for that walk sign and it just takes forever, or if they're wondering if that button that they just hit did anything, they're much more likely to just take matters into their own hands and go ahead and jaywalk. And when people are routinely violating the rules of a traffic system, it's an indication that the system is insufficient and it's got to change.
Certainly, since you first did this story back in May, a lot of people have commented online saying, basically, I knew it. but not everybody agreed with your source's criticism of a system in which the walk signs are automatic at some hours but require a button push at other times. Here's a comment from Seth. So wait, this is a story complaining that the city of Boston dares to push the button for you during peak pedestrian hours? How is this a problem? Your placebo button is exactly as effective as it would be at midnight when the button press is required because someone has already pushed it.
Okay, well, let me first say that this story isn't complaining about anything. Rather, the people quoted in it are complaining. And specifically, Ken Krukemeyer, the traffic wonk that we heard, what he's saying is that whatever the rationale for turning the buttons on and off, doing so introduces an element of uncertainty into the system, right? And traffic systems depend on rigidity. So, for example, let's say you're standing at a crosswalk during the peak hours when the button is off, right? And you're the only one there, and you don't hit the button. You're going to get a walk sign automatically, and you're going to surmise from that experience that the buttons don't do anything ever. And then you're going to go out at night when the buttons are on, and then you're not going to hit the button, and you will never get a walk sign. And at that point, you'll give up and jaywalk. The system breaks down.
Let's read one more of these comments from Mark B. He says, I'm not sure what the problem is. Do you want to eliminate automatic cycling of red lights, or do you want timed red lights and the ability to stop the traffic on call? So as soon as cars get their green lights, some Nimrod hits the button and traffic stops after 10 seconds of driving. Please remember, every time that red light comes on, CO2 comes pouring out of the vehicle exhausts, which means more global warming.
Okay, well, that is a very good point. I just want to correct something that I found to be a common misconception among people who listen to this story. These buttons, well, at least the ones in Boston, when they're on, don't ever stop traffic on demand, per se. All the light phases proceed on a preset schedule, so hitting the button simply tells the system to insert a walk phase into that schedule, and it'll arrive when the time comes. So when some Nimrod hits that button, the only way they'd get a walk sign in 10 seconds is if said Nimrod happened to hit the button 10 seconds before the scheduled walk phase.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thanks for clearing that up.
My pleasure.
Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.